Hey, turkeys, and happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to this one-hour edition of Kennedy Saves the World. In this four-part special, I'm going to share do's and the don'ts around the table, how to be the hostest with the mostest, and, of course, how to be a courteous guest. Plus, I'm going to be serving up what drinks go best with your favorite dishes. So without further ado, let's save our Thanksgiving. Let's talk about the best and most underrated side dishes, because that really is the best part of Thanksgiving. As you know, there are many ways to cook a turkey, whether or not to brine a turkey. And with all the variables that a giant bird has to offer, the turkey can come out dry. And that's why it is very important to have excellent, wonderful, succulent side dishes. And I've always been a big fan of the classics. Like many of you, I have a food allergy. I have celiac disease, which I've talked about, you know, in exhaustive detail. Sorry about that. But it is not hard to substitute pretty much anything on your Thanksgiving Day table with stuff that is gluten-free. And, you know, maybe you've heard these tips in the past, but we're gonna play some of the hits. Obviously, one of the most important things to go along with the bird is gravy. And you can do gravy in a number of ways. A lot of people just like to boil down giblet juice. My mom taught me to shake like a quarter cup of rice flour along with a cup of milk. And then you just whisk that constantly over medium to medium high heat until it starts to bubble. You add chicken stock, salt and pepper, and of course, some of the juicy drippings from your turkey. If you're trying to make it vegan, well, you have a very boring Thanksgiving ahead. But if you want to do that, just substitute the milk with almond milk. And of course, you can add vegetable broth instead of chicken stock, but there's still a great deal of whisking. And you want to make sure you put the milk and the flour in a jar and you shake it really, really good to get all of those lumps out. Because even when you're cooking, sometimes rice flour especially can ball up and it is much more difficult to whisk away the lumps. So try and do that with a cup of milk and the quarter cup of flour before you start. And then it's really about adding the chicken stock until you get the right consistency. Salt and pepper, obviously, but the key to wonderful gravy, in addition to the turkey drippings, is, of course, vermouth. And that is one of the great secrets to sides when you're making a complete Thanksgiving feast. But, you know, you whisk until you get the right consistency. It's really hard to screw up. And then if you put that on a dry turkey, you will never know. You know, salt and pepper, obviously the key, everything in moderation. Never be afraid to taste as you go. And that's how you can make a pretty easy gluten-free gravy. Of course, you can make it beforehand and just heat it up in the microwave or on the stove if you have room, if you are a guest at someone's house. And, you know, that goes also well with mashed potatoes. And even if you do mashed sweet potatoes. Now, sweet potatoes for me are a given on Thanksgiving. And I love the sweet potato casserole with toasty marshmallows on top. You can do brown sugar and pecans as well if you want, but there's something about the sweet, sweet mashed potatoes that goes so nicely with green bean casserole. And that's another thing that you can do gluten-free. You can find gluten-free crispy onions to make that beautiful green bean casserole with, which is very easy. It's just cream of mushroom soup, a can of green beans. You can stir that in the microwave, heat it up in 30 seconds, spurts for about 2 minutes. You add some cheese and then you sprinkle the crispy gluten-free onions on top. I find them at Whole Foods. I don't know if they have them at Trader Joe's, but you can find, you know, other places where if they have a good gluten-free Thanksgiving section. And you'd be surprised what you can find at Target and Walmart in their food sections if you go to one of those bigger stores. And you just sprinkle those on top. Green bean casserole. It's not something that you have as a side all year long. And, you know, I'm of the belief that you should do a massive workout on Thanksgiving morning so you can metabolize and take on enough of these sides, which, you know, it's really worth it to go on a longer run and move everything through. So you do some intermittent fasting. So by the time you get to your Thanksgiving meal, and don't blow it all on hors d'oeuvres. You don't have to eat every cheese and cracker and rolled up salami slice when you get to your host's house. You know, really wait for the big meal, and that's when you can enjoy the sides that you're bringing, which brings us to stuffing, because it, as celiacs or the gluten intolerant, Thanksgiving can absolutely suck. And you will probably, if you're going into a traditional home where they don't really give a rip about food allergies, you're going to have to make a bunch of your own stuff. But it is very easy to make stuffing. All you do is you take a loaf of gluten-free bread, cut it into little one-inch squares, toast it in a low oven. You don't have to toast it till it's brown. And then you saute onions and shallots. You add chicken stock, you whisk an egg, pour a little bit of the chicken stock into the egg to temper it, and then you add all of that together. You toss the chunks of gluten-free bread in all of that, salt and pepper. And then the great thing about stuffing is you can throw anything in there you want. And some people like it really basic. They just like the bread and the stock and the onions and salt and pepper. I like putting everything in there. I really do. I like walnuts. I like pecans. I like dried cranberries. I like sliced green apples, celery, lots of onion. I want as much texture and flavor as possible in the gluten-free stuffing, because it's really, again, something you only have maybe once or twice a year. Like maybe you have it on Thanksgiving and Christmas if you have a big Christmas feast with some of those traditional items. But that to me is fantastic. And experiment, you know, try making it ahead of time, especially the things that are most important to you. No one really cares about the green bean casserole, but you can try to make it ahead of time. And then the next day, you want to hear something fun to do with a green bean casserole, and this is really easy. You can chop up some of the turkey, mix it in with the green bean casserole, and on top of, even if there are crispy onions on top, you take the leftover mashed potatoes, and it's almost like a shepherd's pie. So you chunk up some turkey, you mix it in with the green bean casserole, you put a layer of mashed potatoes on top, sprinkle some cheese, and put it in the oven at 350, 20 to 25 minutes, just long enough to heat everything up. And that will be such a fantastic and satisfying side the next day when you're enjoying the turkey day leftovers, which is really, honestly, the best part. Making that plate with all the leftover turkey and gravy and cranberries. So, you know, this is when we have to veer off into a very special zone, because there are two things that, for me, complete the meal. And number one is cranberry sauce. And I know there are different camps here. And people who grew up in the Midwest, sometimes they just like the can-shaped blob of jellied cranberry, which is fine. And you slice it, no one really eats it, no one cares. I personally like the bougie cranberry sauce that you make. And you make it with orange zest, fresh orange juice, a cup of sugar if you're using a whole bag of cranberries, and you just boil it and cook it until the cranberries pop and kind of turn into jelly. You can also add, and I know I might sound like a heretic here, you can also add a little bit of rum to that to just, you know, I'm gonna Chad Pergram this meal and just add booze to everything, okay? Because you've got the vermouth and the gravy. You can add a little bit of rum to the fresh cranberry sauce, because with the orange zest and a little bit of orange juice and the sugar, it really is perfect. And of course, if you like, you can throw some powdered ginger in there, or cinnamon or nutmeg if you're feeling very experimental. It's all fine with me. So you have to let me know how all your sides turn out. Hit me up on X at Kennedy Nation. All right, turkeys, we're going to take a little bit of a break. But when we come back, Jimmy Failla and I are going to tell you how to be the best guest on Thanksgiving. Sharpen those elbows.
How's your car working these days, folks? Let's just say you're driving a vehicle that's out of warranty and it breaks down. Then what do you do besides panic? After all, Auto repair costs are up 20% from last year, and they're going further up. When you have a car protection plan from CarShield, panic becomes peace of mind. Why? CarShield has my back when my car breaks down, and they can have yours too. Look, even if your car is just over 3 years old, it's still prone to expensive costs. There's no long-term contract. You get flexible monthly payments you can afford and lock in a price. That's the key that will never go up no matter how many claims you file. Get coverage like I did. Call CarShield today. 800-898-6155. Save 20% on your plan. Lock in your price and it'll never go up. That's key. 800-898-6155, 800-898-6155, or visit carshield.com/Levin. Save 20% today. That's carshield.com/LEVIN.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America is listening to Fox News.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Having trouble finding Connor's middle school? Would you like directions?
No, why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with him over homework.
Home, walk, restaurant. Need a review?
No, I need help. He's very smart, but his mind wanders. He's disorganized.
I think I understand.
Oh, good.
Finding best potatoes for French fries.
No!
Russet, fingerling, Yukon gold.
Why don't you understand me?
Sorry, I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast, featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like The Campaign, The Candidates, The All-Star Panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello there, and welcome back to the Kennedy Saves the World Thanksgiving special. Please welcome the host of Fox Across America, Turkey Day expert, and king of the peanut butter pie, Jimmy Failla. Now, Jimmy has never hosted Thanksgiving. He's always been a guest, and the reluctant hosts allow him into their house. So now we have to teach people. We have to reteach people manners, Jim, because they've forgotten everything.
Yep.
Since the pandemic, a lot of people were having Thanksgiving in tents.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people just ate an entire uncooked turkey carcass by themselves.
That went on.
So we now have to reintroduce manners and etiquette to people so they can be the perfect guest. Where do you start?
Ooh, I'm going to tell you this from my standpoint, my own Thanksgiving survival guide. If I am traveling for Thanksgiving, one of the things I do first now, for real, is
Steal the hotel towel.
You don't want to know what I'm doing with those towels. Good night, everybody. That poor maid. God rest her soul, by the way.
Stuffed her turkey.
Listen, it says do not disturb for a reason. But anyway, okay, if you go to someone's house for Thanksgiving, this is one thing I've done to maximize my enjoyment. Because the best thing you can be as a guest is a force multiplier of positive energy. You want to be fun. You don't want to be like contentious, like, hey, so what do you think of this Second Amendment? You know what I mean? Yeah. You don't open with your closer. You want to be in a good mood.
Who thinks Biden's going to die in the next year?
you really think he's living in 2024? You do, huh? Yeah, huh? All right, anyway. All right, so stick with me. So one of the things I do to make sure I'm in a good mood is I actually eat before I go.
Really?
And I'll tell you why I do this.
You don't have low blood sugar? Because low blood sugar leads to crankiness?
No. But it's not because, like, I don't mean I eat a full Thanksgiving meal. It's because sometimes you wind up at a house where their timetable for food is not yours.
That is my biggest pet peeve.
A Thanksgiving hostage situation.
I'm so glad you brought that up because they'll be like, you have to be there at 1.
Yeah, and then you find out you're eating at 5.
2:30. But like the turkey's not done.
Listen,
everything's like crystallizing and getting cold.
I have been to Thanksgivings that are hostage situations where you got there at noon and they're eating at like 4:30. Like, I don't want to be told we're waiting for so-and-so to get... I'm here.
Yeah.
So-and-so can shut up.
No, if you were there at the appointed time and the food is ready, I'm sorry, you're going to eat.
The way this works. So, listen, there are exceptions if we all knew beforehand that so-and-so was working, getting off at 4, which is fine. Then we adjust the schedule to accommodate that.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens, I think, a lot at Thanksgiving is people who host... They need to do a better job of stating what the timeline is going to be.
And be honest about it.
Yeah, get here at 3, have a drink, you know, we're going to eat at 3:30, whatever. That's fine, okay? You just don't want to be there 3 hours before food because that's a hostage
situation. I know, but people have this thing where they have to be so formal.
Yeah. Basically, what we're trying to say, without losing our sponsor, is Instagram ruined Thanksgiving. Because now everybody needs every photograph, every station of the show. No, so the key to being a good Thanksgiving guest, show up, be in a good mood. Okay. Obviously, you don't need to be a militant political pundit.
But people do expect that. So you show up to Thanksgiving. If you've got a family member or, you know, worse, like your Aunt Roberta's friend, Steve, who sits around and watches Fox all day long and has a lot of opinions, you get cornered by Steve.
Steve gets you.
You're in deep yogurt. Because he wants to know what Bill Hemmer smells like.
Weed. I'm kidding, Hemmer. We love you. I have no idea.
That's what makes him such a great Thanksgiving guest.
Thank you.
If you show up hungry and slightly sedated...
You're a push. They can serve dinner whenever they want.
Absolutely,
you can move dinner to 5:10 on a 2 o'clock invitation.
Yeah.
The stoners aren't going to know. But here's the thing. My advice in both directions. If you are the host... Football is key, man. Football is the biggest part of Thanksgiving where I come from. So get the game on nice and loud.
Let's not have the TV on. We're just going to put our phones away and talk.
Anarchy. The football game does not shut off.
Amen.
And it does not detract from the sanctity of Thanksgiving to have it on because the football game is a staple. It is a hallmark of Thanksgiving. It is called the Thanksgiving game.
Yes.
So if you're shutting off the football game, you're shutting off Thanksgiving. You dig?
Oh, I dig completely,
Football game is
Jim.
On. Okay. In all honesty, and I know what you're talking about, your mom's friend and everything like that, I do my best to steer clear of politics at Thanksgiving. But again, it's not as much of a situation for me because most of the people at my house agree, or at my mom's house or at my aunt's house, wherever I'd wind up spending Thanksgiving. But the things I disagree with, like I said, food, football, okay, very, very, very important. And have a good time. Give yourself an assignment. If you're coming as a guest, bring something of significance. whether you're making a custom cocktail, whether you're making a side.
Peanut butter pie.
I make a damn good peanut butter pie. Everybody needs to know this about me. In the interest of full disclosure, I cook five things on a Michelin chef level, but they're all straight out of Steve Doocy's cookbook, and I've just customized them to my own liking.
I would love for you to write a cookbook where you just barely modify Steve Doocy's recipes.
Absolutely.
And don't give him any credit.
No credit, though. And see if he'll just clothesline me when he sees me. Because this is, at the core, what me and my son Lincoln are, okay, is we are the white trash Doocy's. You know, you have Steve and Peter on Fox and Friends and in the White House. We're in, like, the Waffle House, and we're listening to Samantha Fox. We're not on Fox
Chunked,
and Friends.
Chunked, smothered, and covered.
Thank you. We're on Samantha Fox and Friends. That's what we're doing. Maybe Bud Fox from the movie Wall Street. We're like Charlie Sheen types. We're the white trash Doocy's. But we're good Thanksgiving guests because we watch football. We're not going to get in a political fight. We will bring fabulous side dishes, okay? And we'll keep the mood light. So that's your goal. Show up, be fun, keep the mood light, contribute something of value that helps the host. And this is the biggest thing. Try to help the host because hosting one of these things is a great idea till you're hosting one of these things. It inevitably becomes very stressful for the person if they've got a big crowd. So if you can kind of lighten their like burden of execution, you make a better Thanksgiving for them just the same, which means there's that many more positive vibes in the room. You just want to go somewhere fun.
That's another thing. When you're a good guest, don't bother the host.
No.
If the host is in the middle of a very complicated execution, whether it's extracting the turkey from the oven or the deep fat fryer, don't go in for chit-chat.
Nobody needs
to. The host doesn't. And I know a lot of people, like, they get really needy and they're excited and they want some FaceTime with the host. Don't do it.
No,
just,
ma'am.
Just let that go. And again, play some good defense on behalf of the host.
Thank you.
Then you will be an appreciated and exalted Thanksgiving guest.
Boom. You might even get invited back next year, something neither of us has ever done.
Ever.
At a Thanksgiving.
I've never
spent it in the same house twice.
No, I was invited 1 year to the home of one of America's most trusted newsmen who does not work at Fox.
Well.
Never heard from him again.
That is funny because I legit never once got not invited back to a volunteer gig we did in Ohio on Thanksgiving.
You're like, this is great. New tradition, Jenny.
I'm not even kidding. We were in Thanksgiving in Ohio celebrating the night before Thanksgiving. We were part of a program where we showed up to people's houses and ambushed them with turkeys and goods and everything like that and followed up with them on Thanksgiving Day. And the next year they had the program without us. I'm not even kidding.
You were too good. You were too fun. You were too effective.
They're like, wow, this turkey only had one leg. That's interesting. How did it get around?
Oh, thanks, Jim. And thanks for helping us save Thanksgiving. After the break, we're going to bring in a very special Scotch connoisseur to share the best drinks to go with every portion of your Turkey Day plate. That's next.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-823-5544. That's 800-823-5544. 800-823-5544.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Fallon, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Dana Perino, and this is Perino on Politics.
Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom, returns to Fox News Audio with a brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will be thrilled by the return of a familiar voice, but with a fresh spin as Dana guides audiences through the 2024 election cycle. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down.
15, 14, 31.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street. Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is, like, busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Welcome back to Kennedy Saves Thanksgiving.
A lot of people, when they think about Thanksgiving, you know, obviously the turkey is the star, but the supporting players you would think are the side dishes and the desserts. Well, my next guest not only happens to be a congressional savant, he is Fox News senior congressional correspondent. He is also a whiskey, scotch, and bourbon connoisseur. And what Thanksgiving table would be complete without some important pairings? So we turn to the magical, mythical world of darker spirits with our very own Chad Pergram. Chad, welcome to Kennedy Saves the World.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So let's start with the turkey. What do you pair with the turkey? Because I'm guessing you have about 300 different bottles of scotch, whiskey, and bourbon. So how do you go with the bird?
Well, think about the saltiness that you have. You know, and the whole theme here, Kennedy, of pairing things, you know, with any meal is the same as what you would do, you know, with sweet and savory at a regular meal. So obviously you want something that will match that saltiness or contrast itself with that saltiness. So what I have written down here, there's one bourbon, and I'm more of a Scotch guy, to be clear. I've studied Scotch in Scotland from a program over there. We were just over in the Lowlands in August, and I visited something in the neighborhood of 55 to 60 distilleries total. So this is something that I kind of go, but mostly Scotch.
You're not screwing around here, Chad.
No, not at all. What I would look for is something called Glen Scotia. Glen Scotia is not too hard to find. It's from Campbelltown, which is down on the Kintyre Peninsula to the southwest of Scotland, and it's one of the smallest. It's the smallest of the Scotch regions in Scotland. Springbank is a little better known there, but Glen Scotia is one of my favorite distilleries. They do not make bad Scotch. And they have age statements, a 15 or a 16, that I find them to be kind of very pliable to go with different dishes. So I think something like that would go very well with turkey. Now, going in a little bit of a different direction, Oban is well known. Some people pronounce it Oban, but I've been to the town of Oban, O-B-A-N. And what you see from Oban, and you see this all over, this is widely available. This is from Diageo, which is one of the biggest spirits producers on the planet. Oban 18 is very readily available.
What does that run you?
It depends in terms of the price. You could probably get this for about between 50 and 70, if I had to guess.
Okay.
I've not bought Oban lately myself. I do have a bottle. I have a couple of others here. But Oban 18 and Oban 14. Oban 14 is their standard issue. Oban 18 is one that's a little higher, a little rarer to find. But you'll see Oban 14 everywhere. And the thing with Oban is that it's not, I find it to be not as focused as some other whiskey. So if you have something that's very flavorful, like a turkey, especially a turkey that's been, you know, deep fried or has a lot of, you know, those juices and essences, you want something like an Oban because it's just not as focused, but it has a little bit of smoke. There's some people who really like the light smoke that Oban provides, and I think that goes very well with the turkey. The other one I might recommend is Royal Brockla, and the age statements on there are 12 or 16. Royal Brockla is up in the kind of on the edge of the Speyside region in the north. You'll see this around again. That's not quite as focused, but there's a little more weight to it. So if you have, say, a lighter turkey or a drier turkey, Royal Brockla is going to be a little juicier and might be a good compliment.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah. So if your mom screwed the pooch by over roasting the turkey and dried that some bitch out, then you have to loosen it up a little bit with the right spirit. Do you think it is worthwhile for people who enjoy a darker tipple for them to go to Scotland and go on some of these tours?
Absolutely. I mean, it's really fun because you learn the different regions, you learn the different styles, the different types of barley that they use, the different ages. You know, the thing that kind of blew me away, and as you know, I cover Congress, and I was surprised when I put this question to Mitch McConnell. So they love in Scotland to get their hands on a good Kentucky bourbon barrel. So what happens is, because the folks in the building, Big White Dome here in Washington, they passed a resolution in 1964 that says that you have to use the barrels only once for the production of bourbon in the United States. And bourbon is a product that can be produced in any of the 50 United States. It's just not something from Kentucky, although Mitch McConnell might challenge you on that. 93%
of bourbon is distilled in Kentucky.
Yeah. And so I'm going through, well, I mentioned Glen Scotia earlier, or I was at Tully Barden, which is a distillery in the lower highlands and things, and you see all of these different barrels from Jim Beam and Woodford and Heaven Hill. And so what has happened is they've done the bourbon here in the United States, and because of Congress, they can only use the barrels here once. So they ship them over there, and they love to get those essences out of a Kentucky bourbon barrel and use it two or three times.
Ooh.
And so I showed this to Mitch McConnell one time, and I showed him. I said, I was actually at the warehouse at Glen Grant in Speyside, and he said, so they use our barrels over there? And I said, yes. He goes, well, that just proves that what we produce in Kentucky is the best stuff. So, but yeah, they love to use a good Kentucky barrel over there in Scotland when they produce their scotch.
Yeah, point taken. So let's talk a little bit about some other things that might be on the table, like stuffing and even green bean casserole. So you've got suggestions for each one of these dishes, Chad. I'm wondering, will you be able to stand up by the time they serve the pumpkin pie?
Well, I don't know that I would pair with each individual dish. I have been
before. You could.
Before.
According to your list, you could.
You could. You could. And the key, I think, is to try maybe just one or two little drams together, you know, with maybe a couple of dishes. Sometimes what I'll do when my wife cooks at home, especially a piece of steak or beef, I will go and get maybe two, you know, small drams and compare and figure out which one goes best with that cut of meat. And so there's experimentation involved here. And so with the stuffing, one distillery I like, which is in the lowlands, is Auchentoshan. And Kennedy, half the fun here is learning how to pronounce these places. So Auchentoshan. And trust me, after you've had a couple of drams, the pronunciation comes much easier at that stage. So Auchentoshan is outside of Glasgow. And they claim that they produce their scotch. They triple distill it. So they run it through three times. This is something you see in the production of Irish whiskey a lot of times. And so anytime you run it through more, it makes the spirit a little cleaner, a little brighter, a little bit lighter. And so one of the recommendations I would do is almost any expression from Auchentoshan, but also from, you know, one of the Irish distilleries. I think, you know, Redbreast, which you can see the 12, which is around a lot of places. Mm-hmm. A lot of places. That's really good. Just good old-fashioned Jameson. That's good.
I love Jameson. I'm not going to lie to you, Chad Pergram. I'm a simple woman. I'm actually half Scottish, too. So I'm a little embarrassed that I haven't been there. My family originally is from Paisley.
Ah, yes. Yes, I've been through Paisley as well.
Mm. What about a little cranberry sauce, though?
Well, cranberry sauce. Okay, that's a good one too. Now I'm gonna move a little bit into some other expressions here. So I might go toward rye. Now rye is not my favorite, but I would
it's
look at
sweeter.
Angel's Envy, rye. Yep, Templeton rye. But then because again, you have a sweetness, but you also have an intensity with the richness of the cranberry sometimes, and so you need to temper that somehow. So I want to put a little smoke with that. So the distillery I'm going to mention, and you could do this with any of the more traditional, customary whiskeys that you would get from Islay, the whiskey Isle, which is known for its very smoky essences. The one I picked is something called Annock. I'm going to spell this for you because this is the Gaelic, and this is where it's very hard to pronounce and sometimes hard to read. It's spelled lowercase A-N, same word, capital C-N-O-C, Annock.
Annock.
Annock. And Annock is peated typically. It's a little more of a floral peat versus that medicinal seaweedy peat you get from Islay. But the peat is what generates the smoke in the expression.
Interesting.
Because that's what they use to dry the barley. And so I think that some whiff of smoke, and the reason I went with Highlands, because I'm thinking about like peat bogs up there that they have, and of course you're getting cranberries out of a bog as well. I thought something smoky like Annock might be a good pairing
that
with cranberry
That is
sauce.
Lovely. But I like where you're going with the contrast. And I also, you know, you have such a technical and disciplined mind that you were almost made to be a Scotch connoisseur.
Well, it's something that I had studied wine for a long time, Kennedy, and I found that when we started going to Scotland, it was something I kind of was able to pick up. You know, I'm from rural Ohio, so I know a little bit about agriculture, so that's interesting to me. Number two, I think by having studied wine, it gave me a good foundation, especially because they finish some scotches in wine casks, you know, especially sherry and Pedro Ximenez. So that helped me a little bit there, too. But I don't think had I had that foundation in wine, would that have, you know, I wouldn't have done as well in learning Scotch. Because, again, you have to kind of start somewhere. So that helped me a little bit in kind of trying to learn some of this.
I love it. Chad Pergram, thank you so much for taking the time out of your incredibly busy day, which has been absolutely wild as of late. You handle everything. You are an encyclopedia in terms of news and Congress. You break so much news. You offer so much dignity to all members of Congress and their staff, and that's why they open up to you. And thank you for opening up with your expertise, particularly about Scotch, this Thanksgiving. Thanks again, Chad.
Thank you, everybody. Have a safe holiday. Don't drink and drive, and bon appetit.
Don't go anywhere. We will continue to save Thanksgiving right after this.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Well, they say there are certain things that shouldn't be brought up at the kitchen table, but not here at the Duffys. So pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
And we're going to share some real life solutions as well to the everyday issues that you all talk about. And we're going to talk about some of those things that we agree on.
And some that we don't.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
When I grow up, I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be
a... I want to be
a... I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Kennedy Saves the World Thanksgiving Edition. We have discussed the best dishes, how to be a good guest, and even which drinks pair best with the foods on your table. And now I shall impart upon you my own Thanksgiving traditions. And hopefully you have some wonderful Thanksgiving traditions that you can tap into from when you were a kid or as your family has evolved, no matter where you are. And if you don't, I'm a big believer that you don't have to be discouraged if you don't have anything yet. Because a lot of people do cool things, like they have a touch football game with their entire family, or they go canoeing or hiking or, you know, some bullshit like that. You don't have to worry if you don't have anything like that. You can, that's the beautiful thing about traditions. They have to start at some point. So why not this year start a tradition all your own, whatever that is? Maybe you bought a jar of face mask that you can go to Target if it's open and, you know, maybe open up the jar and do a nice face mask with strangers. I think that sounds lovely. My daughter is coming back from college for the third time since she's been matriculating. And last I checked, it's only November. I don't know how the hell she's talked her way back home so much, but she's coming back for an entire week. They have a full week off. And I think she's going to be a little bit shocked. So, you know, part of it is I'm very excited to see her. And the beautiful thing about going away to college is you really start to miss your parents and you appreciate what your parents have done for you on some level. On another level, you know, she's 18. She knows everything in the world. It's the one time in your life where you are so confident in your beliefs and in your actions that you really don't have to listen to anybody else. But you also realize that that everybody else is bankrolling your fancy lifestyle. So she's gotten incredibly creative about how she asks for money, but also she has been filled with gratitude for the life that she has and the parents and family who love her. And I am pleased to say that she misses us, which is a great thing because it also gives her perspective where on where she is, why she's going to college, which has to be on her terms. She had to pick the schools. She has to pick her classes. She has to pick her major. I know there are a lot of parents, especially nowadays with students who are in college, who still like to micromanage their lives. I think that is unhealthy. I think kids need to develop critical thinking skills and skills of independence, which they have been robbed of for so long. So really a lot of that stuff, that is up to her. And if she asks for my input, I give it to her. But by and large, these are choices that she has to make. My feeling is if you're going to college, you have to do so on your own terms for your own reasons. Because as we have discussed, I talked about this with Jordan Belfort recently, the Wolf of Wall Street. College is not for everybody. But right now, she is in a happy place. I really feel that Thanksgiving, like I feel about Halloween, it's something that should be pervasive the entire month of November. You should be grateful. You should be in a place of gratitude throughout the month and take stock in your life and your family and your work and the things that you do outside of work and who you surround yourself with. And if all those things make you happy, then you should be very grateful for that. And if there are some areas in your life where you're not terribly happy, you're not terribly satisfied, and they wake you up in the middle of the night, then do whatever you can to change that and be grateful that you have a mechanism for changing things, which oftentimes is just your brain. It doesn't have to mean that you have these, you know, deep financial resources. And I am extremely grateful that my daughter is coming home. And I'm also grateful that now we have a spare place to put fitness equipment and extra boxes. So I'm going to have to muster up the gumption to tell her that her room has been converted into a mini storage facility, which, you know, of course, this is one of those things, as I have discussed on this very broadcast many times, that it's hard. It's heartbreaking when you see your first child leave the nest because, you know, in your mind, you are an active everyday parent. And when you start to evolve away from that, it's very bittersweet. You want your child to be independent, but you also cherish the time in your life where your parenting was necessary many, many hours of the day. And now I've realized that I love having her around, but I really love having an extra closet for my shoe boxes. Sorry, P. I love you, baby. And the only reason that we are using your closet as extra storage space is because we know there is an emptiness in our lives with you being gone That means there is some emptiness in your closet, as so many of those clothes have gone with you on this journey to independence. So in order to fill up that grief, I've found it necessary to fill up your closet with my things, which has allowed me more space to maybe buy some other things in my closet. And for that, I am very, very grateful throughout the entire month of November and throughout the year. So I have a feeling we will develop a new Thanksgiving tradition, which will be arguing whether or not it is appropriate to turn a college student's once lived-in bedroom into a de facto Airbnb spot / storage facility. That will probably be one of our new traditions, along with playing football and hiking with a giant canoe. Whatever the case may be, wherever you land, wherever you are, with whomever you are enjoying Thanksgiving, I hope that you are grateful for so much in your life. I am super grateful to have you listening to this and to be a part of my life and to give me feedback and to share stories and to make me laugh and to make me think. Thank you so much for listening to this 1 hour special of Kennedy Saves the World. I wish you all a full heart, an even fuller belly, and most of all, a very happy Thanksgiving. This has been Kennedy Saves Your Thanksgiving. I'm Kennedy.
When you call Consumer Cellular's customer support to discuss our affordable and flexible phone plans, it's like you're calling the Declaration of Independence or a hot dog at a baseball game. Because Consumer Cellular's customer support is based entirely in the United States, and Consumer Cellular's customer support agents are from where you're from, the same small town that you're from, the one that stretches from California to Maine, Minnesota to Corpus Christi, Texas, the one that cares about its neighbors and lights fireworks, legal ones, in the street. So the next time you want to make a phone call that feels like an American flag waving at an air show at magic hour, give us a call. Even if it's for no reason at all, except to exchange barbecue sauce recipes like a couple of Americans. Or make jokes about Canadians. LOL, just kidding. We love Canadians. They're our neighbors. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.